I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever it is that you want, and it will be done for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Rita of Cascia, do you know her? If you don't know St. Rita of Cascia, you need to come to know her. She's one of the greatest saints of the Church, one whose love for God is truly unmatched. And the difficulties in which she faced were all difficulties which she did not wish upon herself, but the Lord wished them on her, that he might receive much glory through her love of him. We could spend hours and hours talking about the miraculous nature of her birth, much like St. John the Baptist. The beautiful things that the Lord visited upon her within her life, especially even from her youth as a young babe, how little bees would swarm around her and go in and out of her mouth without difficulty or without disturbance. They later discerned that that was because of the sweetness of her soul, that they sought to plant their honey within her and take honey from her on which to be nourished. This is something that was visited upon her not just as a babe, but all throughout her life, and even those bees remain in the convent where she eventually entered to this very day. St. Rita of Cascia was a devout soul who sought to have humility and peaceableness in her whole life. Even her parents were chosen, as was the custom in the town of Cascia by the priest each year, as one person, one couple, one family would be chosen in order to settle the disputes of the whole area around. And they would always accept the disputes as settled by God, by these two individuals. Year after year, much to the happiness of all, the parish priest would always choose her parents, would always mete out justice rightly and lovingly. We see this so beautifully evidenced in the life of St. Rita of Cascia, because what did she do within her life but be a peacemaker? Be a peacemaker in all it was that she did. She desired only to give herself as a virgin to God, to be only belong to him. But her parents resisted that. Her desire to be obedient to them in everything meant that she would also be obedient to them in this. And so she never put those desires away, but always held that God would answer her desires in his own way. She did marry. She was given to one man and decided she would be the best possible husband to this one, Paulo. Paulo was a very bad man. He had such evil in his heart, such irritability, such contentiousness, that he abused her greatly. He would upbraid her for little things. He would call every little thing that he could find to do against her, because he himself was restless within his own soul. He was quarrelsome in everything that he did, quarrelsome with all who were around him. He was known for this, known for his great skill with the sword, the dagger, the silhouette, but also used his tongue as a silhouette, as a dagger, to destroy souls, and especially took it out on his poor dear wife. Her great virtue was seen in that she never, ever returned an untoward word toward him for what he had done to her, but would always upbraid herself for thoughts that would come to her, would offer sacrifices for him and seek to make sure that she would do everything that she was called to do within the home, not as though she was serving only Paulo, her husband, but for she knew she was serving the one who she desired to be her husband, only Jesus Christ. And so because of this, because she would never return anything, but always would pray for him, would endure whatever it was that he was going through in silence, and then at a moment of peace, rely upon the Holy Spirit to give her a word that would point out what was wrong about what he was doing, what direction he should be going instead. Eventually, that had its effect upon him. Paulo would often be cut to the quick by the words of wisdom that emanated from her mouth and have to flee from the house, realizing that he had done something greatly evil, and would return again, asking for forgiveness. After years of this, eventually she won the conversion of her dear husband, Paulo, and he reformed his life. But the difficulty is that not everybody forgets wrongs as so easily as Rita of Cascia. Not everybody forgives as readily as she. And so, despite the difficulty because of earlier wrongs which he had done and earlier actions which he had committed with his own dagger, his enemies were many. They surrounded him and eventually one day overtook him, taking his life. Rita, like Jesus Christ, said, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they've done." Father, forgive them. And so she sought to nourish that forgiveness by holding nothing against them. Yet her two sons, Paolo and Giovanni, took on this hatred, took on this quarrelsomeness that they too had seen in their own father at former times in his life before his conversion. And so they too sought to find a way in which they could avenge their father, have their own vendetta achieved. Rita, seeing that, overhearing these things, pled with them not to do it, that it was unpleasing to God, that this murderous thoughts was the same things that cost her their father his own life. Pled with them to turn back to Christ and to forgive just as he did, just as she did. Seeing that they would not be converted, she made the most dangerous prayer, something that no mother could ever conceive of. She said, Lord, convert their hearts. Please, Lord, you're the only one who can. But if you cannot convert their hearts, and if they refuse to be converted, Lord, please, just take their lives so they would always be with you. Prevent them from evil by any means possible to keep their souls innocent and pure as you created them. They would not be converted. And so our Lord still answered her request by granting them a severe illness which overtook the two sons very soon, kept them upon a bed, and so they received the opportunity at the last moment of their life to relinquish this hatred, this vengefulness that was in their souls, and so be prevented from committing evil themselves, which they had already hatched the plan to do. This passage in Scripture is one of Sister Anne's favorites, and she puts it upon our young students for confirmation or for First Holy Communion all the time, reminding them that they must remain in Christ. They must remain with him. They must receive the nourishment that they need from the Eucharist if they're going to be connected to the vine, which will ultimately lead them to flourish and bear fruit in their own lives. Saint Rita did this by nourishing herself through daily prayer, through daily penance, through daily love of God, through daily enduring things just as Christ did, inspired by his own passion. And because of the fact that she remained in him, she knew that she had the ability to ask God daringly for things. What does it say at the end of our scriptures? It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, meaning you don't just know what my words are, but you act upon them. Ask whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Whatever difficulty and hardships we face, Saint Rita is an example for us. She's a saint of those things which you and I think are impossible, especially when we think it is impossible for souls in our family, among our friends, and even in our nation can be converted. You can't do it. Father Burnaby can't do it. Even Pope Francis can't do it. But God can. Our Lord Jesus can. Remain in him and let his words remain in you. Our Lord knows how to answer the desires of our heart when we conform our desires to his desires. Let us ask Saint Rita to intercede for us in the thing which today seems most impossible for us. And then seek to follow her own example of remaining in him, of acting like him, of loving like him, and especially of forgiving like him. And so too, then we can know that whatever it is that we ask in his name, according to his will, it shall be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.